Vendors are setting up shop at SPAC, gearing up for FarmAid 2013, which has been sold out for months. The busy weekend requires a lot of food, and inside a food truck owned by Duanesburg-based Sargiato's Concessions, a porker sandwich, a hefty combination of pulled pork, cheddar cheese, and coleslaw, is being prepped on the grill. Owner John Sargiato says that for FarmAid, you can find the usual items on his menu, but they'll be slightly different for this weekend.
We're doing grilled cheese sandwiches, but the organic cheese, organic butter, organic bread, everything's organic. Even the serving trays that we give with them are biodegradable. You know, everything's environmentally conscious.
In the months leading up to the event, FarmAid has been working with Aramark, the company that oversees concessions at SPAC, to make sure what's served is sourced from regional farms and meets other quality standards. The menus at FarmAid's homegrown concessions must be approved by Sonia Dagovitz, the event's culinary director.
For us at FarmAid, it's about growing family-farmed food. And if I can connect any given venue to their local area family farm food supply, that's an advantage.
Dagovitz added that the connections made between farmer and vendor at FarmAid don't have to be temporary.
These folks live here. They're going to be here well after we're gone. These relationships have been made. You're looking around, you're seeing people have just met one another. And at the end of the day, the product does taste better.
Will Pouch, owner of Esperanto in Saratoga Springs, has created a menu featuring vegetables from Scaticoke-based Denison Farm. Farmer Justine Denison.
Onions, carrots, potatoes, turnips, garlic.
Denison, who met Pouch while his children attended school where she was an administrator, said that FarmAid reconnected them in a new way.
It was a wonderful reminder that, yes, we can work together. We know each other. We've known each other for years, and now suddenly we've got a new partnership.
Pouch said that he will continue Esperanto's new partnership with Denison Farm, and he hopes to add new vegan and vegetarian items to his menu. He said it's also great for business for both the farm and restaurant, at an event that will draw thousands.
It's normally about 40% out-of-towners and 60% locals. That's what they say. Maybe it'll be 20% locals at FarmAid. That's still thousands of people who don't realize that we do a lot of vegetarian choices in the first place, and certainly who will like to know that we're planning on doing more and maybe even some gluten-free choices in the future. And that'll hopefully enable us to connect with some of those folks.
FarmAid will take place Saturday with performances by Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, and several others. The annual concert was first started in 1985 in Champaign, Illinois. Since its inception, the concert series has raised $43 million for family farms across the United States. Reporting from the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.